Hey folks, hey, great morning. Hey, welcome to the Sunday Mindset Message here. Great morning everyone here. Hey, this is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin here. Let me know if you can hear me properly. Smash the like and share button or give me a thumbs up if you can hear me clearly here. It is another beautiful day in Columbia, Medellin, and I haven't did a Sunday Mindset Message in a while, so decided to jump on a bit early here, okay, to share with you the emotional state of success, okay? The emotional state of success. How many of you can agree that business or even opportunities that are meant for you to grow financially can be extremely emotional? Okay, give me a thumbs up and say yes, Wes. How many of you can agree that even running a business can be very difficult? It could be depressing, discouraging at times, okay? So what I'm gonna do is share with you what the emotional state that I have learned to always, the emotional state that I have always not just learned but conditioned myself to be in during times of adversity, of uncertainty, in business and even in my life. And this has been very intricate or very pertinent on why the life that I have here today is just so great, so blessed, and the reason why most things happen in my favor here, and it's because of this emotional state. Hey guys, go ahead and comment your names below. Let me give you a shout out here. And if you're brand new to the Sunday Mindset Message, I, Wesley Virgin, goes live every Sunday just to share the message for the week for you. I am a multimillionaire. I'm self-made and just give you the tools, the resources that you need that are necessary for you to begin to weave and create the life that you want for you. What I've learned over the years that if a man or a woman don't know exactly what they want, it's almost impossible to be happy, okay? If you don't know who you want to become and what you would like to focus on, very impossible to be happy. And that's what we all want, right? Give me a thumbs up if I'm correct. We just want to be happy. We want to feel that our relationships are going well. We want to feel that we're healthy. We want to feel that the money is coming in as well. Those are three areas that usually human beings that we're striving for on a daily basis: some money, a better body, and finding the love of our life here, okay? So, listen up. Write this down. This is the emotional state that I have learned to be in always. And let me tell you why this happened, because when I first started my first company in my 20s, I thought everything was going to work out perfectly. You know when you first start your first business and you get very excited about it and you're like, man, I'm going to conquer the world. I'm going to make millions of dollars. Everything's going to be perfect. Oh my God, I'm going to retire my parents. I'm going to give my children this great, phenomenal lifestyle, right? When you first start your first business or you jump into some type of maybe network marketing opportunity, internet marketing opportunity, you buy a course on the internet, right? And you're like, man, this is it. I know I can do it. I've seen people do it. I know I can do it too. So you're excited. And I was in my 20s. But as years progress, I learned the reality of running a business. I learned the reality of actually making a profit. And I learned that it was tough. Can anybody relate? Like, it was tough. How many of you right now are going through a tough season in your business? As a matter of fact, how many of you are going through a tough season in life? You know, sometimes it just feels like life is throwing bricks at you. It feels that, you know, nothing is working out the way that it should. It's like every day there's a problem, there's a challenge, there's an issue. Can I get an amen, please? Right? I think that's everybody here. And it took me a very long time until my later 20s to realize the emotional state that I needed to be in that trumped, you know, bettering my skills, that trumped like running the business and understanding accounting, understanding money, understanding CPA and understanding the customer, and even understanding marketing. And this is the emotion I want you to learn and start to condition yourself right now to live in. And I want you to be here because I spent many years just being a bit discouraged. You know, because I felt like I was doing everything in business, trying to make it work. You know, when you get so tired that you're like sick and tired of being tired because it appears like nothing is working, nothing is sticking, right? You buy courses, go to seminars, you're trying to get customers, trying to make customers happy, trying to make a profit, trying to sell your stuff. And at the same time, you still got life, you got kids, you got responsibilities, you have to pay bills, and right? You're swiping your credit card, you're going into debt. Well, let me give you the emotional state that I would like all of you to, I want to suggest it to you. And I want to suggest that you consider using it because it's been a blessing to me in my life. It's allowed me to not only be a better business person, it allowed me to be a better man, right? A better father. It's allowed me to be patient and calm, stoic, and very methodical when it comes to making decisions, and that's gratitude. Okay, write down the word gratitude, please. It's gratitude. Being grateful. And let me tell you why that emotion is very important. You might say, well, Wesley, I know about being grateful. I am grateful, Wes. Well, did you know that if you are a person that is grateful, a person that is grateful doesn't complain? Okay, I want you to think about that for a second. For everybody that just said, well, I'm grateful, Wes. I am grateful. I'm grateful. I'm great. Well, listen. A person that is grateful doesn't complain. Anytime you complain about your situation, your life, your business, anything, like anytime you complain about it, that is a period of being ungrateful for where you are right now. And listen, I'm not criticizing you because I've been there. I remember when I started the first business. I remember when I started my first YouTube channel. And I was complaining because I wasn't getting a lot of views. But I forgot when I was getting no views. Like, I was getting some views, not a lot. But I forgot about the times when I was hoping and praying to God to get some views. And I was getting views. I just wasn't getting as many views as I wanted. Then when I started getting more views, I said, well, but I'm not making money, right? So what began to happen, and let me know if this is you, I begin to find reasons to be upset, to be discouraged. And this is so unconscious. You know, when something is going well, you say, well, yeah, it's going well, but it could be better. Well, yeah, I know I got a car, but I want a Mercedes. Well, I know I got a new business, but it's not making enough money. Well, yeah, I'm making a couple $1,000 a month, but I could make more. Well, but I'm still in debt. You get it? We innately find reasons why something that wasn't working, that now is working, is not so important anymore. And that's the period of people in their life when they're being very ungrateful, because we forget. Okay. And I was victim to this. I'm guilty of being ungrateful, you know, years ago, decades ago in my company. But listen, once I started just to be grateful for everything. See, they may teach you to be grateful about the positive things that are happening in your life, the positive things that are happening in your business, the positive things that are taking place in your family, in your relationships. But you've never been taught to be grateful for the adversities. Be grateful for the challenges. Like, when I say be grateful, I mean really be excited about the debt that you're in right now. How many of you are in debt? To be grateful that you have bad credit because you created the bad credit. You're grateful for the bad credit because there's the indicator that you can fix it. Be grateful. Like, if your business is not doing what it needs to do, okay, well, be grateful about that situation, right? Be grateful that at least the business is operating. What I'm here to tell you, that it's always a reason to be grateful about some entity in your life. Always. But the issue with most of you is you're not looking for it. You feel so entitled. You forgot about when you didn't have a car. You forgot about when you didn't have a business. You forgot about when you didn't even have credit cards. You couldn't even get a credit card. Now you have credit cards, you have debt. But remember the time that you were trying to get credit cards? It was a time that you couldn't even get a loan. You finally got the loan. You can't pay it back, but at least you got the loan. So you forget about that. And what I realized, as long as you stay in an emotional state of gratitude to be grateful for even all the adversity, the challenges, the problems, the cynicism, the negativity, whatever, if you're just grateful, say, I'm grateful for where I am right now, things tend to work out in your favor. Why? Because your attitude will determine your altitude in life, not just in business, even in your relationships. Like, your attitude in your relationship, you have two people that's together that love each other. Your attitude will determine how far their relationship will go. Right? You got a negative attitude, got a screwed up attitude, well, their relationship is not going to flourish. Same thing with your body. If you don't have a positive attitude when it comes to your body, your health, well, your health and your body will decline. Same thing with your business. It's not about, like, if you're so skilled and, listen, you're going to be the most skilled person in business. You're going to be a person who read all the love books and you know what to do with women, know what to do with men, know how to act. But if you have a negative attitude, if you're ungrateful, it won't work. Does that make sense? I want everybody to comment these words below if you're listening to my voice right now. I choose to be grateful in this moment. Please comment those words below. Listen. I choose to be grateful in this moment. And I want you to begin to think about all the things that you're grateful for. Just think about it, you know. Just take 60 seconds right now. Like, you're not doing much. If you're driving, pull over. If you're at work, go to the bathroom for a second. Just think. I want you to begin to relish on the things that you're grateful for. Like, think about your children. Are they okay? They're doing well? Your parents? Think about the job that you're on. Maybe you don't want the job, I get it, but you're grateful for the job because the job is bringing in the income. It doesn't mean that you'll never run a business, but right now, you know, be grateful for it. You want to leave it, but be grateful that you got it, because that was a time that you were praying for that job. Be grateful for your house, your apartment, because it was time that you was praying to God and hoping that you'll be blessed with that apartment or that house. Be grateful for the money that's in the bank account. Maybe it's not much, but there's something. Be grateful for the credit cards. Be grateful for the debt. I know you don't like debt, but at least you have debt. At least you had money to spend on the credit card. Someone, some bank allowed you to get it. Are you with me here? Just say, I choose to be grateful in this moment right now. Why? Because this moment is all that matters. Like, what you're thinking about right now is what matters. Nothing else. Not the past, not the future, right now. Like, how you feel and what you're thinking about right now will determine the next emotion, the next experience, the next everything. Many of us, now many of you, spend too much time in your past thinking, or you spend too much time in your future. You spend too much time thinking about all the shit you did. Oh, I can't believe I did this, and I did this, and I did this. Then you think about the future. What if this happened? What if this happened? What if this goes wrong? What if this goes wrong? And you're not relishing in the moment. Because in this moment, right now, how you're thinking is what's creating what you're going to call your future, which will eventually be the present moment. See, I truly believe wholeheartedly that you should always have positive expectations for everything. Positive expectations means having an expectation that everything that you're doing or trying to do is going to go well. Does that make sense? Let me say that one more time, okay? Listen, let me say it slower for you. Positive expectations means that everything is going to go exactly how you want it to go. Not thinking about worst case scenarios, not thinking about what may happen in the negative direction. You know, just only thinking about what's going to happen that's going to be your exact expectation. Like, your whatever you expect, is that's what you're thinking about. If you wake up today and say, you know, I have a business, I'm going to make $10,000 a day, that should be your expectations. That's it. You shouldn't think about any disadvantages. You shouldn't think about anything that could go wrong. Because, listen, whatever's going to go wrong, it's going to go wrong anyway. See, many of you don't get that, even in your life. Like, you keep thinking and assuming scenarios that may never take place, but just your thinking about it, just your thinking about the disadvantage or what may go wrong, there's an opportunity that it will, only by your thinking, not because what it is. See, the issue is many of us, well, almost all of us, we have not been taught how powerful our mind is, the thinking, our words. And it's so amazing that we want all these great things to take place in our life. Like, everybody wants to live a life like Wesley Virgin. I live a fucking perfect life, I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't have any issues, man. My life is perfect, it's great. I feel good, I look good, I got plenty of money. Kids good, parents good, everything's just great. And you think, like, how can I be like that? And you don't need money to be this way. Many, well, I need money, that's why he got money. No. I just choose, one, to be grateful in all things. Two, I only expect the best. And if I have a challenge or an adversity, I deal with it then. I don't create the challenge or the adversity before it even ever happens. Can I get an amen, please? Who am I talking to? I'm talking to somebody right now. I know. Yeah, I'm talking to you, because that's what you do. You know, the reason why your life is so flippy floppy, you're on this emotional roller coaster, because there are times you say, oh, I'm getting scared, but what if, I don't know, what if this happened in this, and this. You know, you're only thinking about the disadvantages, that's it. Well, what if this happened in this? It's just a story. It's a story that you're telling yourself, and you're told it in a way that it seems to be real, but it has never happened. You know, the people that are afraid to jump out of the plane They're not afraid to jump out of the plane. They're just afraid to die. You say, well, why would they be afraid to die? When no one, you know, not that many people have died by jumping out of the plane. Well, because people just imagine dying. They imagine that it's a possibility that they may die. People, we all just, unfortunately, we tend to imagine the things that may go wrong. If one plane crashes, then we say, oh, I'm not going to go on their airline anymore. You know, what if the next plane crash? We take isolated events and we make them and we magnify them. And let me tell you something. It's going to be a tough life. You're going to have thinking that way. You're going to have a very challenging life. Your anxiety will be at a high. Your stress levels will be at a high. Why? Only because of your thinking. The way that you observe, the way that you begin to tear apart or create or think about your life. I challenge you to do this. Listen, before I let you go, I challenge you just, if you want to have a great day, however you define a great day, just think about everything that you want and everything that you want to go well. Okay? Can I get an amen, please? That's all I want you to do, like, today. Just think about this week. Just start thinking everything that you want. Don't think about, well, but what if this happened? Well, what? I mean, because we don't know. We don't know if something terrible is going to happen. We don't know. Okay? But what I want you to do is create your week in a way that everything that you want, it's going to go exactly how you want it to go because you thought about it and you talked about it. That's it. Monday, what did you want Monday? Well, Monday I want a raise. Okay, well, think about the raise at your job. Monday I want my employees to treat me well. I want them to listen to me and I want them to produce more. Okay, think about that. Your Monday I want to make $4,000, $5,000 a day. Okay, think about that. Monday I want a better connection with my significant other. I want us to love each other more deeply. But think about that. You get it? Just think about what you want. But you don't realize how important your psyche, the way that you think, it's impairing the results in your life. Like, you're doing it to yourself. Some of you are stressing about things that have never, ever happened. Okay? Some of you have stressed about things that have never happened, have never taken place, and you're stressed about it. Listen, I love you. I really do. Which is the reason I go live, because I want to help you. Because I want you to understand that you can always live in a blissful state. And living in a blissful state is choosing to be grateful all the time. You know, whenever you feel discouraged, whenever you feel stressed, just say, what am I grateful for? That's what you said. That's the first question you ask yourself. Whenever you feel that things are not, what am I grateful for? What am I grateful for? Well, shit, you know, maybe I'm not making $1 million a day right now, but I'm grateful that I'm doing $200,000 a day right now. I'm grateful for that. You know, maybe I don't have my private jet right now, my Gulfstream. But I'm grateful that I fly first class around the world. Are you with me here? Okay. Just learn to be and adopt this emotional state of gratitude. Just be grateful. And just start saying it. When you wake up, look, I just woke up. I meditated. Had a great meditation. And then I just thought about the things that I'm grateful for. I'm grateful that I'm in Colombia. I'm in Medellin. I'm grateful that my place is looking absolutely immaculate. I'm grateful that in about 5 minutes my breakfast is going to be ready. My chef is preparing my meal. I'm grateful that tomorrow I get the chance to go to the gym and work on my body. I'm grateful that I'm working on my app. People are downloading my app and they're sending me DMs talking about how much they love my app. That's going to change the world. Hello? Right? I'm grateful that I have people in my life that love me, care about me, support me. I'm grateful for my children. They're my best friends. I'm grateful for my woman. That's my biggest fan. I'm grateful for my parents. They're going to Paris. They're in their 70s and they're living an extraordinary life. I'm grateful for my brother. He's rich as well. His family is doing very well. I'm grateful. I mean, how can I be upset? So many great things are happening. And more things are happening too. Why? Because I said it. Because that's all I think about. Okay? I want you to make what I just shared here this morning a habit. Okay? I want you to make what I just said, just make it a habit. Just wake up in gratitude. Because your habits, write this down, your habits is what creates your life. Your habits. A guy or girl that goes to the gym every day, well, you can imagine what their body looks like. A guy and a girl that doesn't manage their funds, doesn't manage their money properly, you can imagine how their life is. A man or woman that drinks all the time, drinks alcohol, use drugs. You can imagine on how they look and how their life would look like as well. A person that eats a lot of food, unhealthy food over and over again. You can imagine how their body looks. Like your life is your habits. Okay? That's it. Successful people, you know, people that have money because they have successful habits. Happy people. And I'm talking about happy people, not even rich people, but happy people. Well, they just have happy habits. That's it. That's all what it is. It's their habits. It's the way they think. So I want you to begin to adopt that thinking as well. Any questions for me? Okay. Did you get value here this morning? Comment below. Show me some love if you got value. I do this for you. I do this from the top of my heart because I love you. I really do. And I don't ask for anything. I just want you to take it. Like, really take heed to this information that I'm sharing with you. Because it's my personal experience. And it's working. And it'll work for you. But listen to it again. Let me know if you got value. Just comment the word value below. Let me know if you're going to choose to be grateful. Just choose to think. Whenever you feel anxiety, this is what I tell my children, you know, when they get stressed or anxiety, I say, take a deep breath and just think about everything that you're grateful for. Okay? And it takes practice, it does. But it's absolutely worth it. Any more questions for me? Because I have breakfast in about 2 minutes. So I need to get up and go eat today. If you want to know what I'm doing, you may say, well, what is a man that's worth $40 million that's in Medellin, Colombia? What is he going to do? Today, I'm going to meditate 10 times. That's my goal. I'm going to meditate religiously. I'm going to work on my application. I'm going to work on some marketing for the application. I'm going to have a ton of meetings. I'm going to eat a lot of food. I maybe run the treadmill. Not run, but walk the treadmill as well. And that's it. And I'm going to read today. It's going to be quiet. I'm not going to listen to any music, no TV. It's going to be dead quiet in this home so I can focus, isolate myself. Maybe I get on my massage chair and I'm going to zen out. And when I'm zenning out, I'm just creating my goals, creating my life, seeing the things. It's like a puzzle and I'm putting it together. That's all I do. And it always works out in my favor when I do it that way. You're very welcome. Any questions for me before I let you post your day on your stories? Okay. All right, Tammy. You know what I'm going to do? Give me a thumbs up or comment the word post it if you guys want me to post everything that I do today. I'll be willing to do that. I'm going to post over 50 different posts. Everything that I do, even when I go to the toilet, my shelf, meditation, when I'm working, I'm going to post it all. Just come with the word post it. Look on my stories and you're going to see my habits. And I want you to notice everything. I want you to notice what I listen to. What am I eating? What am I talking about? like, pay attention to everything that I do, okay? Because my lifestyle is full of successful habits, obviously, right? And if you model that, if you have the opportunity to model the way that I live, it's possible that you can have a life or a similar life as well, okay? So I love you guys. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. Go ahead and share the video. If you got any value, like it. And I'll see you tonight. Okay, I'll be back tonight about midnight probably for the Millionaire Midnight Rant. But this is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. High energy!